I call this meeting of Sylvania City Council for September 4th, 2012 to order. Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mike Brown.
Here.
Katie Cappellini.
Here.
Doug Hainem.
Here.
Sandy Hussman.
Here.
Mark Lukey.
Here.
Todd Milner.
Here.
Mary Westfall.
Here.
All seven members of City Council are present, therefore a quorum does exist. I welcome you all to our City Council meeting. There are agendas on the two side tables. If you'd like to address council on a particular issue, please raise your hand and I will recognize you at the appropriate time. And at this time, I ask you to join us in our Pledge of Allegiance, this meeting led by Mr. Lukey.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We do have a few additions to the agenda this evening. First off, Agenda Item 11, there was a revised sewer discharge agreement distributed at your places this evening. Please reinsert that one in and discard the earlier one. It was updated since the council packet was put together. I would also like to add Agenda Item 14, which are some changes in the Service Department. First would be Ordinance 59-2012. That would be Agenda Item 14A. Those are changes in the structure and as an ordinance. And then as 14B, I would like you to confirm my appointment of the new Deputy Service Director. We would like to add an information item. There were none listed on the agenda, but we have received the income tax report through August. We'd like to add that report as information item A. Mrs. Westfall.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I would like to add a report on a committee of the whole meeting that we have held this evening.
It won't take very long. Why don't we do it up at the top here, 4A?
Okay.
Additional items for members of City Council. Mr. Eichenauer.
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Our new finance director, I'm sure you've all met. Toby is on board with us. It was his first day in the office as the finance director, and we're very pleased to have him on board and looking forward to some very hard work from him over the next few years.
Nothing to add, Mr. Mayor.
All right. Chief.
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Mr. Aller.
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
Mr. Moe.
Nothing, Mr. Mayor.
All right. With that, is there a motion to approve the agenda as amended?
So moved. Second.
It's been moved and seconded. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is approved as amended. Let's move on to Agenda Item 4 then. It's the approval of the minutes from our August 20th meeting. Mrs. Westfall.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Unless there are any corrections, I move that the August 20th, 2012 Journal of Minutes of the meeting of Sylvania City Council be approved as submitted.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the meeting minutes from August 20th, 2012 as submitted. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and those meeting minutes are approved. We'll go on to added agenda item 4A, which is a report of the Committee of the Whole meeting held this evening at 6:30 p.m. Mrs. Westfall.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. This evening we had a Committee of the Whole meeting. It was a follow-up to our budget meetings and we focused on utilities this evening. All members of council were present as well as the mayor was present and administration members, Kevin Aller, Chief Rodas, Toby Schroyer, George Eichenauer, and Bill Sanford. And we had a nice discussion where we, Mr. Aller opened with an overview of the Sylvania Utilities Department and talked about personnel, budget, overtime status, capital equipment, expenditures, capital improvement plan, operational improvements, refuse, water, sewer, rate structure. And it was quite a comprehensive presentation. And we moved forward with no immediate action on items on anything, but just a better understanding of the good work being done in our utilities department.
Thank you.
Mr. Mayor, a question.
Mr. Luke.
We didn't schedule another Committee of the Whole meeting. I'm not quite sure where we are in our process of looking at the 2013 budget, where I think we've gone through all the departments, is that right?
We have two more, courts, and the other one at the top of my mind right now is not coming to me, Mark, but I did think that I would have a conversation following the meeting with the mayor and some of the members of administration to decide what the best course of action on those items would be.
Okay.
All right, with that, let's get back on our scheduled agenda. We move on to agenda item five, a report on TARDA and the city's transportation needs. Council asked the administration to look into the usage of TARDA and TARPs in our community. Mr. Sanford pursued that and has put together a pretty good report here. You all have it in from your council packets, and Bill, why don't you come on up to the podium and make a presentation of that? I'd also like to recognize that our TARDA board representative, Tom Ramsdell, is in the house as well.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Again, I appreciate Tom's here with us also and helped answer any questions. I'd just like to go through and just highlight a couple of things and then open it up to any questions you might have. And after that August 10th meeting, I did a couple of things. One, I contacted TARDA, who was very helpful in getting some of the information I needed specific to the city of Sylvania, and then contacted the entities and agencies that are listed who use TARDA, and more so than some others in the community. And I think the numbers are I won't go through everything that was said, but those are there, and if there are questions, we can talk about those further. And maybe just touch a couple of numbers that, and the rest of the packet shows our routes, the routes that go through Sylvania. The TARP service and the call-a-ride service are very important services in our community. And just a couple of numbers and following up, I gave you the 1 month's look of both TARPs and call-a-ride. But I wanted you to know that the annual number that's not on your report that use TARPs, they have 13,760 runs. That would be, you got a monthly total there, or an average monthly amount of about 1,147. Is that, that's what the monthly average number would be for TARP service in our community. That month shown in July was a little under that, it was 969. And then the call-a-ride, the total for a year of users of that was 16,450, or a monthly average of 1,371. I would say that the general feeling from the entities I talked to was very supportive of having a public transportation system and how TARDA is used in our community. And again, a lot of their some of it was on the regular routes, but most of it we saw on the special routes in both TARPs and call-a-ride. The other number with the, you know, we do the parking or the runs, the shuttles for the Mud End games and the Walleye games, and another number that's not in the report that I just got, that Music Under the Stars, there were six dates starting in July the 8th through August the 12th, and there was an average of 73 people who went used that service from Centennial Terrace to the Toledo Zoo for that program. So it was heavily used in our community out there. That's pretty much it with the material. If you see the routes, the two major routes we have that end up, that go through the city, will end up at the Franklin Park Mall, Westfield Franklin Park Mall, with one getting on the expressway and going down the 39 route down to downtown Toledo, the other, and they both have, you know, drop-off services at Franklin Park Mall. So that was my conclusion on the report, was that the services are being utilized in our community. It would be have a negative impact to not have this service available. The people I talked to want TARDA service in our community. There was support to continue to communicate with TARDA our transportation needs. I do need to say that in some of the groups I talked to and different individuals, that they did say communication at times, this is a few years ago, was a bit of a struggle with TARDA getting across their needs. The last, I'd say, year and a half, it's gotten a lot better, and they've gotten a lot of great, you know, communicator, a lot of great results from the communication that they have now with TARDA. So that's basically what I was able to find out and who I talked to, and I'd be glad to answer any questions anybody has.
Well, obviously, we have a lot of destinations inside the city limits that people want to ride TARDA or TARPs to get to. We all know that Sylvania Township has TARP on the ballot. I would worry that if Sylvania Township does vote to withdraw from TARDA, that it's going to limit the access of our residents to some of these, and their residents, these facilities, because we won't be able, TARDA will not go into Sylvania Township. So some of our ridership will go down, I think, if that passes.
That came out, in fact, the one was the senior center. I talked to them with their nutrition program. There's people that live in the township that rely on that, and if the TARDA was voted out in the township and that service was not available, they would not be able to get to the center. So that people like that, like the senior center, are very worried about if any service is lost in the township.
Residents in the city would not be able to go to destinations in the township, like Northwest Ohio Cardiology Consultants down on McCord Road is a destination, I would think, for TARPs and for TARDA.
Right, and I'm glad Tom's here, but the call arrived, let's say, that if you are in the city and you want to go to your doctor's office, and that's heavily used in our community, that has an office in the township, they will not be able to use that. You have to stay within the service area. They could go to Toledo if they had a doctor in Toledo, but if it was in any area that's not in the TARDA service area, they would not be able to get there.
Mr. Mayor?
Yes, sir.
You raise an interesting point about Sylvania citizens needing to be able to have reliable transportation to locations outside of the city of Sylvania. One thing that this report suggests to me is that the institutional impact of TARDA is profound. The number of our big employers, like Flower, like Lourdes, who rely on TARDA to help them stay in business and to serve their clients and customers. To your point, though, I'm mindful of the fact that when Mr. Gee was here with his staff several months ago, he left the door open for conversations with suburban communities to think about innovative ways to continue to serve us if we see some of the subdivisions pulling out of TARDA. I'd like to suggest that we take him up on that from this standpoint. Would TARDA be willing to structure a suburban service that would allow our residents not so much to do fixed route service, but to do this point-to-point kind of service to the locations exactly as you've described, you know, the doctor's offices that are in the township, some of the shopping that's in the township that quite honestly provides, I think, subsistence shopping for a lot of our residents, the Walmarts and Myers and so on. Maybe there'd have to be a small fee attached to that, maybe not. But we are not a big user of the fixed route service. Right. Not a lot of our folks in Sylvania get on the bus and drive it downtown every day, but we are a big user of point-to-point service. And I think that we should challenge TARDA in this new environment to come up with an innovative way for us to take our TARDA tax money and allocate it a little differently. And that might include helping support our citizens to take trips into the township if they get out and back to Sylvania.
I agree.
So, you know, I don't know if we need any kind of formal action, but I'd like to see some action to have the administration initiate those conversations, perhaps with some representation from council, and open that discussion up.
Okay. Well, I don't recommend too much pushing on until we see where the vote in the township goes. However, Mr. Ramsdale did hear that conversation, and I'm sure can start repassing that on to TARDA management.
Yeah, I think we should do it, though, before the folks in the township vote, because if all of a sudden they vote to come out of TARDA, if the township votes to leave TARDA, we have less than 2 months to respond about how we would be able to continue to provide that service. So I'd like to have some conversation ahead of time so that if they do choose to leave TARDA, we're prepared.
Is that right? Is it 2 months, Tom? No, 6 months, right?
6 months, okay. That's still a pretty short time.
But if the township votes to withdraw, will provide, the charter will provide service to the township for 6 months. So that would be, what, April? Yeah. Is it April or June?
6 months from.
The, from the vote. Okay, so it'll be like, okay.
Tom, is there anything you'd like to add?
No, I'll just answer any questions.
I have forwarded city council's answers that came to me concerning charter board's decision whether or not to do contractual services on, and on what kind of terms with the city of Perrysburg or other non-member communities. I know that you have a board meeting coming up on Thursday, I believe, Tom, where that will be discussed. Since you sent your email to me and I forwarded on to my council members, it's my understanding that Perrysburg City Council did pass a resolution authorizing those negotiations?
Yes, and we will be asked to vote on whether charter should pass a similar resolution to enter into negotiations with Perrysburg. We'll be voting on that Thursday.
Okay. Counsel, I did not paraphrase your emails. I forwarded them all right on to Mr. Ramsdale.
Tom, you know, just commenting off of Mark's comments, you know, our concerns are making, are that charter provide, you know, the best possible services to our residents. And, you know, that's, and that's what we're concerned with. And obviously, to the extent that this issue comes up in the township, in Sylvania Township, that's even, that would be even more heightened concern for us going forward.
Mrs. Hussman.
I guess I do have a question for Tom, or maybe more of a statement. I'm very concerned that Sylvania Township residents know what's happening to them if they vote no. I know the money issue is a strong issue, but I'm hoping that TARDA is doing some sort of publicity, mass media, go get them kind of thing that will tell those citizens in Sylvania, our friends in Sylvania Township, what they're going to be missing if they vote this down. We're concerned about our citizens, I know, but they're the voters. They have the real control over that.
Sure. Very similar to how I brought the two gentlemen from TARDA out to address city council a month or so ago. We are also trying to do that throughout Sylvania Township in hopes to reach and explain changes that have taken place and the positive aspects of what they can expect in the next year also. I think it's very important that, yes, TARDA gets out and blows their own horn as quick as possible.
I think when we talk about getting to the doctor's offices and businesses like that in Sylvania Township, we're concerned that our citizens can get there, but I would think that the doctors and the dentists and the healthcare providers in Sylvania Township ought to be concerned about how people are going to be getting to their offices.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Mr. Mayor, I'd like to thank you and Mr. Sanford, you on behalf of the administration, Mr. Sanford, for this report. This has actually exceeded, I think, my expectations when we talked in our committee with Mr. Brown and the Utilities Committee about what we might get. I think it opens up sort of a different awareness of what TARDA means to our community. So I appreciate the work and the good work for Bill as well.
Thank you.
You know, it would be nice if we could link this report on our website. So, I mean, so that our community knows about this. And,
we'll do
and
that.
So
good
our
idea.
Township,
I'm sure we can do it.
Township folks know what we found.
I'll have Laura in the mayor's office take care of that tomorrow.
Thanks, Bill.
Thanks, Tom.
Tom, thanks for being here.
Thank you very much.
All right. Let's proceed with our agenda. We're up to agenda item six, which has to do with granting the petition from residents on Maple Drive for the installation of those speed humps that we talked about at our last council meeting. You have in front of you proposed ordinance 56-2012. Mr. Milner.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to introduce ordinance number 56-2012. All members of council previously receiving copies, I'll read by title only, granting the petition of the residents of Maple Drive between Brent Road and Convent Boulevard for the installation of speed humps, directing the installation of speed hump traffic controls, appropriating funds, therefore waiving the second and third readings and declaring an emergency.
Second. It's been moved and seconded that ordinance number 56-2012 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
Move final passage, ordinance number 56-2012.
Second.
Moved and seconded for final passage of ordinance 56-2012 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and ordinance 56-2012 is approved. Agenda item seven and agenda item eight are leases for city-owned property to be leased to private users. The first one has to do with Suite B in the Maplewood Marketplace at 5703 Main Street. This is for a small office upstairs. I'd like to have Mr. Moan review the terms of the lease.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. In both of these cases, these leases were negotiated through an agent that has been operating for, on behalf of the historical village. I've not negotiated these directly. We've done this in the most recent past where these properties are under a management agreement with the historic village, and they're both small units. The terms are basically set forth in the ordinance. They are appropriate, consistent with what we have done in the past for them. The first unit is for a small office, and the second space at the back of the, behind the historic museum is for some costume jewelry. They're short-term in their duration. Really, the purpose for the city to do is to authorize them to be used for private purposes and not require any use for the city during the term of the lease. So I'd recommend them both. I'd answer any questions if you have them, but they're rather straightforward and consistent with what we've done with these particular spaces in the past.
Mrs. Husband.
I do have, nowhere in here did I see anything about smoking being allowed or disallowed.
Well, if it's not in there, that's okay, because the city of Sylvania, I think, is one of the few cities in the state of Ohio that bans smoking on city-owned property. So it's already prohibited. For any other reasons, we are somewhat unique in that regard.
Mrs. Husband, you're chairman of Building and Grounds, so it's appropriate for you to read these two ordinance, starting with ordinance 57-2012.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I would like to introduce ordinance 57-2012, authorizing a lease between all members of council previously receiving copies. I will read by title only, authorizing a lease between the city of Sylvania as leasor and Bonnie Hines as leasee of Suite B in the Maplewood Market, located at 5703 North Main Street, Sylvania, Ohio, to be used as office space, determining said city-owned property not to be needed for municipal purposes during the term of the proposed lease, authorizing the mayor and the director of finance to sign such a lease on behalf of the city of Sylvania, waiving the second and third reading and declaring an emergency.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded that ordinance number 57-2012 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
Move final passage of ordinance number 57, 2012.
Second.
Moved and seconded for final passage of ordinance 57, 2012 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and ordinance 57, 2012 is approved. Ordinance 58, 2012 is for the second one of those leases at 5727 North Main Street. Mrs. Hussman.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I would like to introduce ordinance number 58, 2012. All members of council previously receiving copies, I would like to read by title only, authorizing a lease between the City of Sylvania as leaser and Cynthia Burgart as leasee for the building located at 5727 North Main Street, Sylvania, Ohio, to be used as a retail store, determining said city-owned property not to be needed for municipal purposes during the term of the proposed lease, authorizing the mayor and the director of finance to sign such a lease on behalf of the City of Sylvania, waiving the second and third readings and declaring an emergency.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded that ordinance number 58, 2012 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
I move final passage of ordinance number 58, 2012.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded for final passage of ordinance 58, 2012 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and ordinance 58, 2012 is approved. We're now up to agenda item nine. This is a zoning ordinance amendment petition. It is to reconfigure a previously approved planned development, and this is for referral to the Municipal Planning Commission. It is for property west of Centennial Road, north of Sylvania Metamora Road, north of the shopping center that's out there on that corner. There's an existing planned development, and they are, the developer is requesting a revision. So this is for referral to the Planning Commission. Mr. Hanam.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Mayor. I would move that we refer zoning ordinance amendment petition number PD-2-2012 to the Municipal Planning Commission for its review and comment.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to refer application PD-2-2012 to the Municipal Planning Commission for their review and report.
Mr. Mayor, before we go, question?
Mr. Lukey.
This is a community, a neighborhood that's had a pretty high interest in some of the things that our council has done over time, and what is...
It's for property adjacent to that, those neighbors, yes.
Yes, and that has...
They will express interest in this as well.
Yes, and so my question is, just to sort of get ahead of the curve, what's our thought about notifying those residents about this matter? I know it's typical to notify them when it comes to council.
Let's ask the, well, no, we don't notify them that it's coming to the Municipal Planning Commission.
We don't, right?
No.
No, but there'll be a council hearing on this later?
Absolutely, they will.
And we do notify them at that point, yes?
We might want to expand that area, because normally we have to do it to just the adjacent property owners, and some of the neighbors are not immediately adjacent, so we might want to go all the way down Hideaway Lane.
Right, so my point is, rather than wait for the council meeting...
The entire subdivision.
Yeah, rather than wait for the council meeting, perhaps we want to notify them of the planned commission hearing as well.
Well, without, and this, in this application in particular, it doesn't have much information.
No, I think...
I'm not sure what we're doing.
I've not seen the application either, I don't know whether Mr. Aller knows what's involved or not.
The plans that will be provided to the commission have more information than what's on the application. It has the layout of the area. The drive is being modified, the entrance drive into the location, and I'm not real familiar with the previous layout. This layout has 18 units, I believe the previous unit had, layout had 16 units. Those are the two primary differences. There are some utility differences that we have to resolve yet, but those are the two items that would be of interest, I think, to others.
So it involves a change in the number of units or does not?
It does.
So increasing the density on this parcel, yes. But I'm just suggesting that we might want to preempt any criticism that the neighbors didn't know about this by notifying.
This is not unprecedented to do that, and you're right, this is a, there are a few neighbors we heard from last on the water tower, so I guess I don't object to that. I don't want to make it standard procedure.
And there was a previous one to that as well, I remember.
There were, there have been, there's been a lot of activity on this corner.
Yes, so.
So I don't object to that. It's not unprecedented, it's just not, I don't want to make it standard procedure, but in this one.
And I agree with that.
Since you are turning that technical session into one that might be more difficult for the planning commission members to handle, you may want to have some members of council present at that planning commission meeting to hear those comments, possibly respond to them.
Do we have a date for that yet?
I would assume that it's going to go to the plan commission at its regular meeting, which would be a week from tomorrow. Let me check that date, that the plan commission does meet next Wednesday, the 12th. So I would assume it'll be on that agenda. That's the point of it, they schedule their meeting after the, in between the two council meetings so they can get back to you.
What time is it?
5:30.
5:30. It's the same time as the Sylvania Downtown Association reception.
Again, that wouldn't be necessary, you wouldn't have to be there, but I'm just saying since you're one of, get everybody's attention, you might want to be there.
Mr. Mayor.
Well, I, you know, as chair of our zoning annexation committee, I'll make sure to be at that.
That would be very helpful, I appreciate that. Okay, did we don't think we voted on that referral?
Nope.
If there's no further comments, the vote is on referring application PD 2/2012 to the municipal planning commission. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, motion carries. Agenda item 10 is to set the time and date for trick or treat in the city of Sylvania for Halloween. This is for formality, and this year Halloween does fall on a Wednesday. We have had some occasions in the past when we wanted to change it, but a Wednesday night, I don't believe, requires any change. It would do a lot of confusion if we did change it. So my recommendation is to stay with Halloween, and we normally do it between 6:00 and 7:30 p.m. Is that correct, Marty?
Yes.
If there's no discussion, Mrs. Westfall, would you make a motion?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move that we set the trick or treat time for the city of Sylvania to be Wednesday, October 31st, from 6:00 p.m. to 7:30 p.m.
Moved and seconded, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, motion carries. Moving on to agenda item 11, this has to do with the sewer discharge agreement that we have been working cooperatively with Bedford Township on for a problem really up in north of town in the village of Ottawa Lake. You got a revised copy of this evening. I don't know if Mr. Moan, if you want to review this or have Mr. Aller do it. This is not for approval, this is for referral tonight?
That's correct, Your Honor. We've gotten word from the officials in Whitebury Township that the time was drawing near where they're getting closer to moving ahead and need action by city council to actually formally approve the agreement. We believe that we've got it, it's verbiage in a form that we can recommend to city council, but we felt we need to take it to the appropriate committee first to go into explanations as to what the terms are, make sure we are in agreement before we bring it back to council for approval. So hopefully the referral would be made in a council, in a time would be set for a meeting, and perhaps before the next council meeting would be the timetable, I think, that we best have it for just everyone.
All right. First off, I think we need a motion to refer this to the Utilities Committee. Mr. Brown?
Okay, I make a motion to refer the proposed agreement for sewage discharge with the Lightford Township for the Utilities Committee.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. And Mr. Brown, would you like to try and schedule that committee meeting at this time?
Yeah, our next council meeting is Monday, September 17th. There are no other committee meetings prior to that.
I have nothing in my schedule written down.
If we'd be able to handle this in an hour.
I would think so. We probably would be inviting representatives from the township to attend, and I think an hour, 6:30 before. We've gone through it a few times, and I think that's plenty of time.
This has been talked about and negotiated for some time.
And Mr. Ramon, if I recall correctly, we controlled the development of the golf course by the total sewer usage, right?
Yes, that's what you see in the revised section number five, the last sentence.
Yeah, that's what I...
Yeah, we went back and brought that in. That was in our resolution that we passed, so we did that addition.
Okay, good. Great, thanks.
All right. No further action required at this time, Mr. Ramon?
No.
All right. And the committee meeting has been set. Agenda item 12, are there any committee reports to be made or meetings set at this time? And 13 was committee referrals. We just made one. Are there any additional ones to be made at this time? Hearing none, let's move on to added agenda item 14. This is changes to the service department to instigate actually having the office of deputy director of service department filled. And Mr. Eichenauer, can you describe these changes to us? Or Mr. Aller, whoever would like to take it on.
Primarily, there are three changes we have here. First of all, in the administrative code, we are changing the service director and the deputy director of public service positions to primarily be in charge of the construction, engineering, and utility office services. We are going to create the position of facility administrator to handle the billing office. And we are changing the grade of our secretary one position from grade 12 to grade 11. We're going to then use that position in the service department to add an additional person to fill in when the current administrative secretary retires at the end of the year. And that's pretty much it. And all of these are to take effect on September 24th.
Questions? These are reorganizations of this service department that we feel will be more responsive and more efficient just by rolling some responsibilities together. I want to compliment Mr. Aller for all he's done in the service department since he's got here. He's certainly gotten on board with, for instance, the utilities discussion he had with you tonight at the Committee of the Whole. He has obviously become thoroughly knowledgeable of how our systems work, but he cannot do it alone. He has been doing it alone, but I don't know that he can keep doing it alone. We do have some retirements coming along as well that are going to affect it, and it's a administration's recommendation to proceed with these changes. And we do, as part B of this agenda item, have an appointment for the deputy service director. So it's my recommendation to adopt ordinance 59-2012, and Mr. Lukey, this would be yours to read.
Yes, Mr. Mayor. I'd like to introduce ordinance number 59-2012. Copies have been made available to members of council previously, therefore I'll read by title only. revising the administrative, departmental, and divisional organization of the city and the codified ordinances thereof by creating the new position of zoning administrator, amending Sylvania Codified Ordinance Chapter 127, Department of Public Service, Section 127.01, Director and Deputy Director, amending Sylvania Codified Ordinance Section 127.07, Division of Engineering and Construction, amending Section 127.10, Section of Zoning and Building Inspection, amending Sylvania Codified Ordinance Section 139.03E3, to set the salaries of the Deputy Director of Public Service and the Zoning Administrator, amending Sylvania Codified Ordinance Section 139.02, to change the class grade of the Secretary 1 from grade 12 to grade 11, waiving the second and third readings and declaring an emergency.
Second.
Been moved and seconded that ordinance number 59-2012 be read by title only and the second and third readings be waived. All in favor of that indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Final passage.
Move final passage, ordinance number 59-2012.
Second.
Moved and seconded for final passage of ordinance 59-2012 as an emergency measure.
Just a comment, Mr. Mayor, thank you. Now, this position, I don't believe, is currently in our budget, and I know that we are anticipating some savings, the short-term expenditure, and we're anticipating some changes in...
I believe we're down two people from... Mr. Aller, you can help me, but we don't have a surveyor. I think maybe we do have the deputy in there right now. I'm not sure. It hasn't been filled for quite a long time.
Yeah, the positions that were through retirements or other means were not filled, but the cost of those positions was kept in the budgets.
One was an inspector position.
One was an inspector and one was a surveyor.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I only know what I'm told, and I was advised immediately before the meeting that that this position was not included in our current budget, but there, what you're telling me is there are other unfilled positions in our
correct.
Budget.
Yeah, that's correct. Those positions were not, but the labor cost, the budget cost for the surveyor was maintained in the budget so that the funds could be available.
So we're essentially, by filling this position, we're not filling the surveyor position, right? We're going to leave that unfilled. Does that go away under this amendment?
No, it won't go away. We don't intend on filling it this year.
No. Okay. Or at all? Ever?
Well, I mean, we have no plans to fill it. We're hedging around here a little bit because we do have a current deputy director.
Right.
And that is currently the zoning administrator.
Right.
And we are moving the responsibilities for zoning onto the zoning administrator. So your question was, do we have a deputy director in the budget? We do.
Yes, we do. And do we have a zoning administrator in the budget? No.
That's correct. We're
right. And that's in
increasing
this.
One job, but we have two that are unfulfilled.
Yeah. I'm not suggesting that I'm opposed to this.
Yeah,
I'm just suggesting, you know, that we're, you know, I don't see any relief in our budgetary issues, you know, coming out of Columbus anytime soon, any assistance there in terms of funding, and you know, long term, we can't add positions. And I know it's not your intention to do that. But you know, this ordinance reserves that opportunity, and I'm certainly going to vote for it. But understand that we're going to continue to look at those issues in the budget in 2013.
Yeah, you know, I think we should, in talking with Mr. Eichenauer as the committee chair, I think we have to look at this in the same way that we look at hiring additional police officers in anticipation of
retirements. That's
there
right.
There need to be additional staffing changes made as a result of that. So I think, you know, as we anticipate retirements, as we anticipate further changes in our staff, this is just one more step to sort of stay one step ahead of our needs, so that when we get to that point, it'll be a smooth transition.
We have retirements anticipated in the service department, which will leave other positions vacant.
Right.
So we're restructuring so that we don't have to fill those.
Yeah, I'm reasonably confident that it'll net out to zero in the short term, but I think in the longer term, we'll be more thoughtful about how we allocate our resources and potentially save some dollars.
And my point is, this type of discussion, it is exactly what our neighbors need to know that we're doing and how we're approaching these sorts of changes. We're not creating a new position and adding somebody new without thinking about the overall picture. We are trying to be, and I'm not being critical. I know the administration is working hard, along with council, to deal with our realistic budget problems, with our very real budget problems every day, and that's reflected in this move as well. And I just think it's worthwhile noting that on the record every time we do these sorts of things.
Very good. I appreciate that.
I think we need to vote.
We do. We were down to, I'll just say it again, it's been moved and seconded for final passage of ordinance 59-2012 as an emergency measure. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries and ordinance 59-2012 is approved, and I thank council for that. We will be moving ahead with more restructuring of the city as we try to become more efficient. Second part of this, B, was to confirm my appointment of Joseph E. Shaw, professional engineer and professional surveyor, to this position. I interviewed with him more than a month ago. He is coming to us from private industry. He was selected from many potential candidates by our service director as the best person for the job. I had the opportunity to ask him about his credentials and why he would like to come into public service, and he does indeed seem very ready to make this change and is anxious to be on board. Mr. Allard, do you have anything you'd like to add to those credentials? I think did you all get this evening? No, you didn't. I'm sorry. I think they're available and offered.
Other than to reiterate some of your comments, Mr. Mayor, he's a professional engineer, professional surveyor, has drafted this agreement. He's going to bring a lot of things to the office that the office needs and doesn't have, and is excited about coming to this next is just the kind of person that is going to do what's needed in the office, I'm looking forward to coming on staff. It will be a great addition.
All right, so I am asking for your confirmation of my appointment as Joseph Shaw as our Deputy Director of Public Service. Is there a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Been moved and seconded to confirm the mayor's appointment of Joseph Shaw. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Again, thank you very much. Our plan is to have him here late in September. Very good. Mr. Sanford?
You'll bring the battle.
Mr. Mayor, I forgot one thing to mention earlier when you were asking for other items, but before we have our next council meeting on September the 14th, we'll be having the reception here for Mr. Chip Davis, who we're going to be honoring, and I want to make sure it's on everybody's schedule. Have not heard anything on any changes with Mr. Davis other than he's very excited about coming, and again, we'll have a reception here for him, and at 11 a.m., there'll be a reception in the evening over at the Northview, and we'll get you that information, and you'll also be recognized at the halftime of the Anthony Wayne Northview football game that evening. And I'll get you more particulars.
Very good.
Mr. Sanford, along with that, we are going to have the town crier that's going to lead us from here to the sign where Mr. Davis will unveil his sign. Is that correct?
If the town crier has been contacted and scheduled, don't be here.
At the 11 o'clock.
Yes. 11 o'clock, we'll be right in here. We'll have a nice little reception, some refreshments, and chance for some comments, and we'll get the whole schedule out to everybody. Been working with Nancy Crandall at the school's office on it, and she's been great to work with, and again, CHIPS people have been good to work with also, so far it's going real well. Thank you.
Thank you. We do have one more information item that we added, that was the monthly cash report from the Division of Taxation. This was the first workday since the end of the month, so I'm pleased to have these numbers with us. They've been distributed. We are still up 2.96% for the year as opposed to 2011. However, that is rolled back. If you remember, we were hovering right around 2.3 or 2.5 for most of the year. We jumped up to 4.7% through July, and then we're back down to 2.96. Those are timing issues. It sounds like we are close to 3% through the course of the year. So we are making some headway, but we still have vacant space in the city available for rent, and we are working with those on economic development fronts to bring new jobs and new tenants and new taxpayers to the city of Sylvania. So that's where we stand on that. We're in positive ground and making headway. With that, is there any further business to discuss? If not, is there a motion to adjourn?
Second.
Been moved and seconded to adjourn. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and this council stands adjourned to its next regularly scheduled meeting on Monday, September the 17th at 7:30 p.m. Thank you all for attending.